When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Congratulations, true crime addicts. We've survived another week. It is Friday, April 5th, 2024. This week, new details in the case of the missing teen from Tennessee. Professional thieves steal $30 million on Easter Sunday. And throw another shrimp on the Barbie. The biggest true crime story this week is out of Australia. Let's go down under. I'll be right back.
Yes, super excited. We are all pumped to have James
Author
Renner.
James Renner.
Suspects that James Renner has zeroed in.
James Renner once again drops a bombshell.
Investigative James journalist, Renner. Reporter James Renner, who's been on the podcast,
Renner.
Long time friend of mine.
Writer.
And welcome back to True Crime This Week with me, James Renner. Thanks for tuning in. I am back in the studio after recovering from this stupid broken leg. I am on the mend. I get this boot off in another week. Then I can go driving. I can go cruising. It's looking up. Everything's coming up for Renner. So thanks for sticking around. As always, I want to thank Walter for manning the camera. Walter's just back from his cross-country RV trip with Justice Clarence Thomas. Tells me not to take cans of Coke from that guy. I don't know why, though. Thanks, Walter. And hey, if you like what we do here, this is True Crime This Week. And every week we come to you with the top stories of true crime that you might have missed. It's a public service, really. So if you would be so kind as to leave a review or some stars for me, that would be great. Thank you very much. But enough of me. Enough of Walter. Let's get to the top stories. Let's jump in. This is a big week. It feels a little jam-packed, really. It's like, it's almost too much. Let's go to it. The search for 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers continues this week in Tennessee and is quickly becoming one of the most popular unsolved disappearances on the internet. Sebastian, who is autistic, has been missing since February 26th. That's when his mother, Katie Proudfoot, went to wake him up for school and found his bed empty, according to The Independent. The police have said it appears Sebastian left sometime in the night without his shoes and possibly carrying a flashlight. Around 1,500 volunteers have searched the areas around his home and also area landfills and have so far found no trace of this boy. A nonprofit search organization known as the United Cajun Navy, which is neither Cajun nor Navy, offered to help, but they called off the public search after receiving death threats from online trolls. That's how bad the case has gotten. This is one of those cases like the recent Delphi murders that has developed a large following online, and there's people using anonymity to attack the efforts of those actually trying to help. Sebastian lived with his mother and stepfather, Chris Proudfoot, and both of them are cooperating with police. However, Sebastian's biological father, Seth Rogers, poured gas on the fire this week after he released several videos on TikTok alleging that Sebastian had been abused by an older teenager who was living with the Proudfoot family. Now, I'm going to play a short clip from Seth's video now. You can see the full video on J for Justice's YouTube page, link at the end. And here it is.
Hey, Chris Proudfoot, if you're listening to this, you can't hold that over my head. I told you. You're going to piss me the fuck off, and I don't give a fuck who knows. It's your fault. It's your and your wife's fault.
Now, earlier this week, we also learned that security cameras near the home saw two figures with flashlights in the yard around 3 a.m., the morning that Sebastian disappeared. One figure is later seen jogging away from the scene. A very bizarre case that will likely be resolved in some public fashion in the coming weeks, so keep an eye on this one. Hopefully Sebastian will return home. With all our special security cameras and gadgets, the classic big score heists that we see in movies have become more and more rare. But last Sunday, as most of us were celebrating Easter, a professional crew of burglars made off with around $30 million from a cash storage facility outside Los Angeles. Apparently, there's a building in Sylmar, which is a suburb of LA in the San Fernando Valley, that stores cash from local businesses. Now, they haven't said this specifically, just a guess here, but I wonder if this could be cash that's related to marijuana dispensaries. Most banks don't like to handle the pot money because it's still illegal on the federal level. Otherwise, why is all this cash not in the bank? There's this cash storage facility anyways. They broke in. The thieves allegedly broke into the building through the roof and were able to gain access to the vault without setting off the main alarms, which speaks to an inside connection, doesn't it? I think it does. There was also an attempt to breach the building through a side wall. Authorities described the break-in as an elaborate job that needed an experienced crew. Strangely, another elaborate heist occurred 2 years ago and only about an hour away. This is when thieves stole $100 million in jewels from a Brinks truck. The truck had stopped at a gas station and one driver took a nap while the other went inside and got lunch. Sometime in that 27-minute window, the jewels aboard disappeared. Both cases remain unsolved. Now, you're going to ask me if this next story is fair dinkum, as they say, and I'm telling you it's all true, all true. There was more drama in Australia this week than an entire season of McLeod's Daughters. The defamation trial between Bruce Lehrman and Network 10 went off the rails Thursday when a news producer took the witness box and claimed that his network provided Lehrman with money for cocaine and hookers, according to The Guardian. Now, if you're from the States like me, you probably need a brief little summary about this case so far. So here you go. I'm doing my best. Back in 2019, in the before times, Bruce Lehrman worked he worked for the Australian Defence Minister, a person named, this is Senator Linda Reynolds, in the capital city of Canberra. And one fateful night, he went out drinking with a co-worker named Brittany Higgins. Around 1:40 a.m. that night, Lehrman and Higgins shared an Uber to Parliament House, where they are seen on camera entering the building and being escorted by security to their boss's suite. I guess their boss had kind of like an apartment suite inside Parliament House. Lehrman tells security that night that he's there to pick up important documents. Spoiler alert, that was a lie. Lehrman is then seen leaving the suite about 40 minutes later. But Higgins doesn't leave until 10 a.m. the next morning. Higgins claims that Lehrman raped her in the suite that night. Now, about a week later, Higgins reports the attack to federal police, but she later drops the complaint. Flash forward to 2021, when Higgins appeared in an interview with Lisa Wilkinson that aired on Network 10. During the interview, she again claimed she was raped by Lehrman in the Parliament House. And at that time, it becomes a big scandal in the local media out there. A couple months later, Lehrman is charged by police. It goes to trial, but then the case is dropped after prosecutors receive, quote, medical advice regarding Higgins, end quote. Lehrman then sues Network 10 for defamation. At most, this story is a he said, she said, and it appeared that Lehrman and his lawyers made a good case for defamation at this trial. The judge was expected to rule on the case this week, but then new evidence came to light in the form of a new witness, a producer for Channel 7 named Taylor Auerbach. Auerbach was tasked with trying to woo Lehrman for an exclusive interview for Channel 7. Auerbach says they met up at Meriton Hotel and that he and Lehrman had a bag of cocaine and sex workers. He says that he and Lehrman devised a plan to reimburse reimburse Lehrman for the drugs and sex by invoicing Channel 7 for a per diem. They were going to pay for cocaine and hookers and then invoice the company for a daily expense, I guess. However, things got complicated when Auerbach accidentally put that $10,000 for a Thai massage on his company credit card, which threw up a lot of red flags. It also alleges that Lehrman shared confidential court documents with Auerbach and Channel 7. Now, Lehrman's credibility has been called into question, and this could impact his defamation case. Even if he wins, this could impact the amount of money he receives as a win for the... Wow, I totally dropped that word, right? It limits the amount of money he could receive as a judgment. And it also came out that Auerbach has been sharing nude photos of a woman without her consent to colleagues. So I guess that's a story for another day. As they say down under, crikey! We've got lots more stories to come. I've got cold case updates after the break. You have to hear about this crazy story out of Virginia involving an au pair. You should never have an au pair because they always end up in stories like this. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Please hang up and try again.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And we're back with Free Spirit, starring Frank Luz. Prosecutors in Virginia released strange new details this week about a double homicide that happened last year, according to Fox News. Back in February 2023, police were called to a home in Fairfax County. They discovered a terrible crime scene there at the home of Brendan and Christine Banfield. Inside the house, they found Christine dead of an apparent stabbing alongside the body of a man named Joseph Ryan. Bear with me. Here's where it gets weird. Another woman was also in the house. Her name was Juliana Perez Magalhaes. Juliana was working as an au pair for the Banfields. On the night in question, Brendan Banfield, who works for the IRS, said that he discovered that a stranger had broken into their home and that he shot this man while the man was stabbing his wife. Now, while Ryan was on the ground, Juliana used another gun to fire the shot that killed him. Unfortunately, it was too late to save Christine. Prosecutors, though, are now saying that this whole story was a clever lie. They now believe that someone in the home was posing as Christine on a bondage website and used that website to lure Ryan to the home. Once there, they believe that Juliana killed Ryan in an effort to stage an elaborate scene that appeared to be a home invasion. Juliana and Brendan were having an affair, duh, and the prosecutor alleged at a probable cause hearing this week that they found photographs that prove the relationship. You can tell I was recuperating for the last couple weeks. I'll get this. I'm going to, you know, get my rhythm again here soon. They also discovered that Juliana and Brendan visited a shooting range a couple weeks before the murders. Now, I don't mean to yuck anyone's yum, but it seems like a divorce would be a whole lot simpler and less likely to lead to a lifetime in prison. I'm just, you know, I guess people are weird. Okay, next story. Last October, 16-year-old Preston Lord attended a Halloween party in Queen Creek, Arizona, where up to 200 underage boys and girls were also present. It was a big house party, and things were getting wild. Sometime during the night, a fight broke out, and Preston was beaten to the ground by several teenage boys. Preston was taken to a hospital but died 2 days later of his injuries. Last week, police finally released their report of the incident, which is over 1,000 pages long, and the details reveal a shocking lack of remorse from his attackers and the attackers' families following his death. That night, 17-year-old Talon Renner, no relation, thank God, he is alleged to have sent a Snapchat message to his girlfriend saying, quote, "I got into a fight, a big group fight, and I accidentally killed a kid. I guess I'm just too strong," according to The Independent. After the attack, several boys were seen dancing on Preston's body. Renner also had videos of the attack on his phone, which he showed to a bunch of his friends. Renner's family is alleged to have sent the boy to a family cabin so he could hide out from police until his hands healed from the attack. Renner was a star football player at his high school and was allowed to play in games after Preston's death, even won an award for his actions in those games. The outcry this week led to a coach at that school being fired. Renner and six others were arrested. All have pleaded not guilty and are awaiting trial. Former president and rapist Donald Trump will go on trial April 15th for paying hush money to Stormy Daniels to cover up a sex scandal during the 2016 presidential campaign. After a judge denied a request this week to delay the case until the Supreme Court can rule on his immunity, according to the New York Times. This will be the first of four criminal cases for Trump that will begin in the months leading up to November's election. I'm sure everything will go just swimmingly in the fall. Trump is arguing that since he was president, he should never be convicted of any crime. He also says he never knew about the payment to Stormy Daniels. He also says January 6th was not an insurrection and that he won the election, that windmills cause cancer, and that COVID would just go away. Detectives in Miami County, Ohio, closed a 60-year-old cold case this week, and not by using genetic genealogy, according to the Tippecanoe Gazette. 43-year-old Daisy Shelton of Dayton was murdered in 1964. Parts of her body were found in a gravel pit near the Miami Erie Canal back then. And the case went cold until 2017, when an old man made a startling confession to a nurse. Believing he was about to die, this old man told the nurse that he'd witnessed Daisy's murder. He said he was at a house and watched another man hit her on the head with a hammer and kill her. She was then dismembered and her body transported to the canal. But the old man didn't die. Uh-oh. And the nurse went to the police. And when police interviewed him, the man admitted what he said and also that the box used to transport Daisy's body had been in his home. He also admitted he looked pretty guilty himself. However, this man died at the age of 92 in 2022. In a press release this week, the Miami County Sheriff's Office officially closed the case, heavily implying that this so-called witness was likely the guy that did it. Let's jump over to weird news, some weird crime news. And this fits the bill. An arrest warrant has been issued for Kaylee Morgan, a mother of five children from Texas. The crime? Overdue library books. She only discovered this when she attempted to renew her driver's license, and they were like, hey, should we, like, arrest you or something? Morgan says she took five or six books out of the Navasota Library for her children, but she suffered complications from her latest pregnancy, and they were unable to return the books for a couple months while she recovered. They did not receive late notices because the family had recently moved. At court, the judge told her that he didn't want to hear any of these excuses, and she just needed to accept responsibility. Morgan will be sentenced in the coming weeks. She told WLBT.com that she is forcing herself to use a breast pump in case she goes to jail over the library books. It's 2024, and we're one step away from the plot of Fahrenheit 451. Should be interesting. Over to pop culture. Premiering today is a new Netflix movie about the infamous BBC interview with Prince Andrew. Back in 2019, journalist Emily Maitlis questioned Prince Andrew about his friendship with human trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on air for 50 minutes on BBC's Newsnight. This is kind of when the public support for the crown and all this kind of just went away overnight. At one point, Prince Andrew argued that he couldn't have attacked victim Virginia Giuffre because he'd been at a Pizza Express that night. Gillian Anderson plays the journalist. That's enough of a cause for me to give that a watch. Check it out. And the book that I'm recommending this week is not a nonfiction true crime book. It is a novel, a new novel by writer Amy Tintera that is about the world of true crime podcasting. So I think you're going to dig it. And it's gotten very popular very quickly. There's like 25,000 reviews on Goodreads. Everybody's reading this. I want you to hear about it and check it out. The book is called Listen for the Lie by author Amy Tintera. Here's the write-up. What if you thought you murdered your best friend? And if everybody else thought so too? And what if the truth doesn't matter? After Lucy is found wandering the streets covered in her best friend Savvy's blood, everybody thinks she's a murderer. Lucy and Savvy were the golden girls of their small Texas town, pretty smart and enviable. Lucy married a dream guy with a big ring and an even bigger new home. Savvy was the social butterfly, loved by all. And if you believe the rumors, especially popular with the men in town. It's been years since that horrible night, a night Lucy can't remember anything about, and she has since moved to L.A. and started a new life. But now, the phenomenally huge hit true crime podcast Listen for the Lie and its two good-looking host, Ben Owens, have decided to investigate Savvy's murder for the show's second season. Lucy's forced to return to the place she vowed never to set foot in again to solve her friend's murder, even if she's the one who did it. The truth is out there, if we just listen. So, sounds awesome. I'll check it out. You check it out too. We'll talk about it. Shoot me a DM or something. Slide into my DMs, as they say. Don't do that. Please don't do that. And that's the show for this week. I'm happy to be back. Thanks for being here. And as always, in the words of the incomparable Murray Saul, It's the weekend, folks, and it's time. We gotta. I just realized my microphone's missing. My big, classy microphone. Anyways, get down, damn it. True Crime This Week is a Fearful Symmetry production. Photo and artwork are licensed through Shutterstock. If you like the cut of my jib, I have another podcast you might enjoy called The Philosophy of Crime, in which I attempt to solve the big questions behind our true crime obsession by looking to philosophy for answers. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Sit, Brownie, sit. Good dog.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.